It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. The New Mexico State Senate has passed a spending proposal that would allocate some $478 million in federal funds to internet infrastructure, highways, and other projects. The legislation now goes back to the House. The funding aims to accelerate the development of high-speed internet in New Mexico and authorizes $133 million in spending on internet projects, including emerging technologies like wireless towers, blimps, and new satellite internet networks. The bill would also allocate money to roads, state parks, and affordable housing. The state legislature is allocating federal funds after the state Supreme Court ruled last month that New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham couldn't allocate the funds herself. New Mexico and Texas have been hit by flooding this year. The federal agency charged with ensuring homes in floodplains is seeking public input on building standards. KERA's Brett Jaspers reports there's a virtual meeting today.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency wants to know what kind of zoning codes, building codes, and other land use rules communities should adopt in order to qualify for federal flood insurance. Yet this rewrite is also an opportunity to look beyond coastal and river regions and examine flooding in cities, says Texas A&M's Sam Brody.
As we've developed these landscapes, like Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, we're starting to see real problems with what we call urban flooding.
A recent study from A&M said the state will have 30 to 50% more urban flooding over the next 15 years. The last chance to give oral comments to FEMA is this afternoon. Folks can submit written comments until late January. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.
And in more news, the Las Cruces Public Schools Board of Education is working to fight against discrimination through a new policy aimed at improving gender inclusivity. Madison Staten has a story.
Las Cruces Public Schools is taking steps toward greater gender inclusivity, seeking to implement new policy to prevent discrimination. LCPS Deputy Superintendent Wendy Miller Tomlinson presented the proposed policy to the Board of Education for a second reading, describing how it will better support student safety, well-being, and success.
The purpose of the policy is twofold: to assert the board's commitment and responsibility to foster an educational environment that is free of discrimination for all students, regardless of sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Second is to ensure that students' physical and psychological safety is a priority.
The proposed policy also seeks to provide staff with initial training and ongoing professional development to give employees more tools to fight against discrimination. LCPS school board member Maria Flores says the policy is needed to clearly outline conduct expectations for students and staff.
One of the things about gender policy is the level of discomfort it creates in the community. And the more discomfort that it shows, the more need there is for a specific policy on gender. And we, in a way, we're educating our community. We are speaking up for our transgender citizens. We are telling them we will not take this anymore. And I just feel so intensely that this is needed.
Members of the public gathered at the meeting to voice their support, including LCPS parent Kat Sanchez, who urged board members to implement the policy.
One of the barriers that is often overlooked is student safety. Students who are free from harassment and violence that many trans and gender nonconforming students face perform better academically. How much learning can we expect from a young person when they are afraid to simply walk down the hall? When they are so scared to use the bathroom that they would rather spend an entire day without using the facilities?
LCPS board member Teresa Tenorio says current policy is failing to ensure LCPS students feel safe and understood.
We hear people today asking for help, asking for support, saying that there's too much trauma and pain because they're not being seen. What I'm hearing from a lot of our speakers today was the policies that we have in place that are supposed to work don't work. And they don't feel seen. And when they are seen, they don't feel understood and they're mistreated. So the policy needs to change.
While board members discussed an idea to consolidate a number of LCPS policies, many school board members spoke out about the need for an independent policy focused on gender inclusivity. LCPS School Board President Ray Jaramillo says a standalone policy sends a clear message to the community.
I stand by policy JBD, period, in its entirety. I believe that it should be a standalone policy, and I believe that we should work towards aligning everything else that needs to be aligned. And I think this would be a great way to start 2022 in envisioning a new way of doing this. And a new way of doing this is by having a gender policy that stands alone, that says what our community says and what we stand for.
A third reading and possible vote on the policy is scheduled for January 4th. For CareWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.